Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the My Lowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we cut through the digital noise to bring you the essential insights. Today, we're plunging into a really fascinating stack of sources. They paint a vivid and sometimes pretty surprising picture of just a single day in AI, August 29, 2025. And this isn't just, you know, a quick news brief. It's more an exploration of these, well, seismic shifts happening in artificial intelligence. We're talking everything from the major tech giants battling it out for supremacy in voice tech, to AI actually taking tactical commands in fighter jets, and even the surprising, sometimes funny, struggles of AI in a fast food drive-thru. We'll also touch on some critical ethical considerations that came up. Yeah, our mission here is really to extract the most important nuggets of knowledge from all these different sources. We want to help you understand not just what happened, but more importantly, why it truly matters. Think of it as your shortcut to being genuinely well-informed about the rapid evolution of AI, hopefully packed with some aha moments and plenty to think about afterwards. Okay, so our journey into August 29th, it really begins with a significant power play. For years, Microsoft's AI strategies felt, well, deeply intertwined with OpenAI, right?
Very much so.
But on this particular day, we saw a clear declaration of independence. Microsoft introduced its first fully in-house AI models. This isn't just another product launch. It feels like a real strategic pivot.
Absolutely. It's a big statement.
We heard about MAI Voice One, which is a speech generation model, apparently capable of creating a minute of speech in under a second.
Yeah, pretty fast.
And it's already integrated into tools like Copilot Daily and podcasts.
Right. They're not waiting around.
Then there's MAI One Preview. That's a text-based model specializing in instruction following and, you know, everyday queries. And remarkably, trained on just a fraction of the GPU's rivals use.
That efficiency angle is interesting. It could be a cost thing, or maybe the new architectural approach. We'll have to see.
And CEO Mustafa Suleiman even claimed MAI One is, quote, up there with some of the best models in the world. Though, we should note, public benchmarks are still pending.
Yeah, the proof is always in the pudding with benchmarks, but it shows their internal confidence, definitely.
So this move by Microsoft, it really signals a push for greater control over its own AI destiny, maybe shedding that perception of just being OpenAI's sidekick.
Mm-hmm.
But what does this shift really mean for the, you know, the broader competitive landscape in AI beyond just these two?
Well, it's a profound signal, I think. And what's truly noteworthy here isn't just that Microsoft is developing in-house. It's the subtle message this sends about the long-term viability of relying solely on external foundational models, even from close partners like OpenAI.
Interesting point.
It suggests that even the biggest players see proprietary control as like the ultimate competitive edge. It hints at a potential maybe fragmentation of the AI landscape in the coming years.
Right. Everyone wants their own secret sauce.
Exactly. Microsoft wants to own its stack top to bottom, ensure its future innovations aren't bottlenecked or, you know, beholden to another company's roadmap or priorities. And when Suleiman says it's up there with the best, well, okay, we do need those benchmarks, but it tells you the internal confidence is high. They're not just building a stop gap measure here.
Okay, and then almost immediately, like bang, we saw direct competition. OpenAI moved its real-time API out of beta, introducing its own GPT real-time speech-to-speech model.
The timing wasn't accidental, I'm sure.
No kidding. And this isn't just about a computer talking back, is it? It's about incredibly nuanced abilities, like detecting nonverbal cues, laughter, tone, and even switching languages mid-conversation while keeping it natural.
Yeah, maintaining that flow is key. That's where older systems often fell down.
Its performance sounds seriously impressive, too. Achieving an 82.8% accuracy on audio reasoning benchmarks, that's a massive leap from its predecessor's 65.6%.
Huge jump. It shows how quickly this specific area is advancing.
They've also rolled out powerful developer tools, including something called Model Context Protocol, or MCP, support. Now, MCP sounds like a bit of a mouthful. What does that actually let developers do?
Ah, yeah, that's a great question, because MCP, the Model Context Protocol, it's actually quite significant. It's essentially a new standard, a way for these sophisticated voice agents to seamlessly integrate and reason with real-time external data sources during a conversation.
Okay, so in plain English.
Right. So imagine a customer service AI. While you're talking to it, it can simultaneously pull up your account history, check current inventory levels, maybe understand your previous interactions, all without missing a beat.
Got it. So it's not just listening, it's accessing and using information on the fly.
Exactly. It even allows the voice agent to reason on visuals alongside the conversation, making interactions just far more dynamic and informed. So these upgrades, they bring enhanced functionality for enterprises, for developers, letting them integrate really sophisticated voice agents into customer support, custom applications. It makes mainstream adoption feel, well, almost inevitable, doesn't it?
It really does.
And what's particularly fascinating here, and maybe something you might have missed just scanning the headlines, is that Microsoft and OpenAI released these competing speech models on the exact same day.
Yeah, that timing is wild.
It really is. This isn't just about shiny new tech. It's about strategic positioning. It's a battle for what's rapidly becoming AI's most critical interface. Voice.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft's MAI Voice One, it uses that mixture of experts architecture, which is basically a clever way to combine multiple specialized AI models. It lets it tackle complex tasks more efficiently than maybe one giant model could. So it's focused on multi-speaker audio generation. That's great for things like interactive storytelling or guided meditations, perhaps.
Okay.
OpenAI's GPT Real-Time, though, takes a different approach. It processes audio directly through a single neural network. This avoids that sort of relay race you used to get, where you had separate speech-to-text, then text analysis, then text-to-speech models. That old way often lost the original tone and emotion.
Right, you lose something in the translation between steps.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And OpenAI even added natural breathing sounds and, you know, filler words like to two new voices, Cedar and Marin, just to make conversations feel incredibly human.
Wow. Little details, big difference.
And both models, notably, can understand nonverbal cues like laughter and adjust their emotional tone on command.
So yeah, we're definitely not just looking at new tech here, but a really heated race to control the future of how we all interact with AI, whether it's through our personal devices or with big enterprise solutions.
The race for control is key.
And this race, it extends far beyond just voice, right? The competition is heating up everywhere.
Yeah.
Beyond voice, another really fascinating front opened up, this time in the coding world. Elon Musk's xAI launched Grok CodeFast 1, their first code model.
Ah, yes, Grok Code.
And interestingly, they're saying this isn't just about getting top scores on benchmarks like SWE Bench, although it still scored a respectable 70.8%.
Yeah.
Its main focus seems to be designed for what they're calling agentic coding workflows. Can you maybe unpack that term? What does agentic coding workflows really mean for a developer day to day?
Absolutely. So think of it less like the AI just writing a big block of code for you when you ask it, and more like an AI assistant that doesn't just generate code, but actively assists, suggests debugging steps, helps optimize. It's more of an iterative, collaborative process.
Okay, so like a coding partner.
Exactly. It's about a tool that can sort of reason about the coding task, understand the context of the project, maybe even propose different solutions, essentially becoming a faster, more integrated partner in the developer's actual workflow.
Makes sense.
And xAI is using tricks like prompt caching to boost speed. And crucially, to drive adoption fast, they're offering it for free for a limited time through partners like GitHub Copilot. Plus, they're promising really low pricing down the line to undercut rivals. It's a very clear play for market share in a super critical domain.
A very aggressive competitive move. Okay, now, shifting gears slightly, another major player, Cohere, introduced Command AI Translate. This is a new enterprise translation model. And this one sounds like it could be a pretty significant breakthrough, especially for global businesses.
Translation is a huge area, yeah.
It claims top scores on key translation benchmarks, apparently outperforming rivals like OpenAI's, a highly anticipated GPT-5, the powerful open source model DeepSeek V3, and even the industry standard, Google Translate, across 23 major business languages.
That's a bold claim, outperforming GPT-5 even before it's fully benchmarked publicly, perhaps, but Cohere usually backs up its claims.
It also features an optional deep translation agentic workflow. Sounds similar to the coding idea. It double checks complex, high-stakes content to boost performance even further.
Right, adding another layer of quality control.
But for businesses, especially those handling really sensitive data, the real clincher here must be the security aspect, wouldn't you say?
Precisely. Yeah. That is absolutely the crucial part for enterprise adoption. Companies can customize it for their specific industry jargon, you know, the pharmaceutical companies teaching it complex drug names or banks adding their unique financial terminology.
Mm-hmm.
But even more importantly, they can deploy it entirely on their own servers. That means sensitive data like contracts, patient records, financial reports. It stays completely offline and secure within their own environment.
Ah, okay. That's huge.
It directly addresses a massive pain point for global enterprises. How do you balance the need for powerful AI translation with these critical data privacy and security regulations?
Right. GDPR, IP, all that.
Exactly. For those high-stakes, heavily regulated industries, that on-premise deployment option is a total game changer. It removes a major barrier to adopting AI for really sensitive work.
Okay, so as AI is pushing these really impressive boundaries in business and language, its capabilities are also being tested in areas with far, far higher stakes. Mm-hmm. From the office desk, we kind of pivot now to the cockpit. AI is making its debut in tactical command.
Yeah, this one definitely caught my eye.
For the first time, U.S. fighter pilots actually received tactical commands from an AI system during a test just this month. That feels like a profound shift.
And it really does.
Pilots consulted technology from a company called Raft AI, it's their air battle manager, to confirm flight paths, get rapid reports on enemy aircraft locations, things like that. And the speed advantage is significant. Decisions that apparently used to take minutes now happen in seconds.
Speed is critical in aerial combat, no doubt.
Absolutely. But on the other hand, this compression of time, especially with something as incredibly complex as aerial warfare, it raises some serious questions, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And this is really where we need to encourage some critical thinking, I believe. Combat decisions, they've always required human judgment, right? Largely because context matters in ways that, frankly, algorithms still struggle to fully capture. The nuance, the unpredictability.
A human element.
Exactly. When you compress decision-making from minutes down to seconds, you're not just making things faster. You're potentially removing that crucial space for deliberation, for considering second-order effects, for that gut instinct that keeps pilots alive and missions successful.
That's a worrying thought.
The Pentagon is making a significant gamble here, let's be clear. We're talking about billion-dollar aircraft, and more importantly, human lives at stake. They're betting that AI can handle the sheer complexity of modern air warfare, anticipating variables that maybe even the most advanced models might miss under pressure.
It's a huge leap of faith in the tech.
It is. It's part of this larger push towards autonomous warfare, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You see companies like Anduril and General Atomics building unmanned fighter drones, Blue Water Autonomies working on unmanned warships. But the fundamental question remains. Can an algorithm truly understand the intricate nuances of a rapidly evolving battle space?
Yeah.
Can it grasp the human-in-the-loop psychology better than a seasoned pilot or ground controller with years of experience?
Yeah.
It's this real tension between the promise of speed and the need for that deep, nuanced judgment. We'll definitely be watching this space closely.
That's a really powerful point. And, you know, while AI is being deployed in some of the most high-stakes environments imaginable, not all AI integrations go quite so smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a story from the consumer world really brings that home, maybe with a bit more levity.
Ah, the Taco Bell story.
That's the one. Taco Bell is actually rethinking its AI drive-through rollout. Why? Because customers, apparently frustrated with glitchy tech, started trolling the voice assistants with just ridiculous orders. Like someone ordered 18,000 cups of water.
Chuckles. You have to admire the creativity, I suppose.
Right. But, I mean, this sounds almost comical, but it really points to some very real limitations of the current tech, doesn't it?
It definitely does. It's a vivid illustration and probably quite relatable for anyone who's ever had a frustrating encounter with automated customer service.
Oh, absolutely.
The report said the AI system struggled with basic accuracy. It processed incorrect orders, sometimes inflated prices, added just bizarre extras, like ice cream with bacon and ketchup.
Ice cream with bacon and ketchup. Seriously.
Apparently so. And notably, it failed to understand different accents and dialects effectively, which is a huge challenge for voice AI in the real world.
Yeah, that's a known hurdle.
And this isn't an isolated incident, remember. McDonald's ended its big AI drive-thru experiment with IBM back in 2024, though White Castle seems to be pressing ahead with its SoundHound-powered AI expansion.
Interesting contrast.
What this really reveals, I think, is the gap between the potential of AI and its practical application, especially in the messy, noisy, unpredictable environment of direct customer service. Sometimes, you know, the human touch, especially during busy peak hours, is still the most efficient and accurate solution.
Yeah, sometimes simpler is better.
It's a good reminder that not every single task automatically benefits from automation, and that user experience avoiding frustration will always be paramount.
Very true. Now, moving from the humorous to the heartbreaking, we're also seeing the profound human impact of AI in a much more somber light.
Right.
OpenAI announced plans to implement parental controls and enhance safety mechanisms for ChatGPT,
right,
specifically targeting teen users.
Yes, this is a very serious development.
And the catalyst was the tragic suicide of a 16-year-old, Adam Rain. His family alleges that prolonged interaction with ChatGPT actually contributed to his death.
It's just devastating.
OpenAI's response acknowledges that its current safeguards, they can actually degrade during very long, extended conversations. And they've promised to enhance GPT-5's ability to de-escalate crises and help users stay grounded.
Mm.
This feels like it goes way beyond just a technical fix, doesn't it? It seems to highlight a far deeper ethical responsibility for these AI developers.
Absolutely, it does. This incident casts a very, very stark light on the immense ethical responsibilities that AI developers carry. As these models become more sophisticated, more persuasive, more integrated into our daily lives, particularly for vulnerable users like teenagers, the need to balance that rapid innovation with robust safety mechanisms becomes absolutely paramount.
It has to be a priority.
It speaks to the critical importance of ensuring these AI tools are designed not just to be powerful, but with strong human-centric safeguards built in from the ground up, and that the companies creating them fully understand and, frankly, own their profound potential societal impact, both good and bad.
Right.
It's really a call to action, I think, to move beyond simply building the most powerful models to building truly responsible ones, ones that consider the psychological and emotional vulnerabilities they might encounter in users.
A crucial consideration as this tech becomes ubiquitous. Now, despite all these challenges, the real-world glitches, the critical ethical considerations, the sheer amount of money pouring into AI is just monumental. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang projects a staggering global investment. Get this. $3 trillion to $4 trillion in AI infrastructure by 2030.
It's an almost unbelievable number.
It really is. This massive spending, he says, is driven mainly by the hyperscalers,
yeah,
you know, those huge cloud providers like Microsoft, Amazon, Alphabet. And Huang is calling this the dawn of a new industrial revolution.
He's not usually prone to hyperbole either.
No, he isn't. A figure like $3 to $4 trillion, it's almost incomprehensible. What does that kind of projected investment really tell us about where the world is headed?
Well, it tells us that the belief in AI's transformative power isn't just strong. It's becoming foundational to economic planning. This figure underscores that AI is viewed not merely as another technology, but as a fundamental, perhaps the fundamental shift that will reshape entire industries, economies, and frankly, our daily lives in ways we're probably only beginning to grasp.
It's that big.
It signals an unparalleled level of commitment from the largest, most influential companies in the world. It's a testament to their conviction that AI will be the central pillar of future economic growth and technological advancement. This isn't just about building slightly faster computers or automating a few tasks. It's about completely re-architecting how society operates, how value is created.
Wow. Re-architecting society. That's a heavy thought. Okay, just to quickly round out our deep dive today and really illustrate the sheer breadth of AI's reach beyond our main discussions, here are just a few more significant developments that also happened on this single day, August 29th. Each one is worth a quick mention. Elon Musk's xAI, besides the coding model we discussed, also released Grok Code Fast 1, another advanced coding tool, very aggressively priced for those agentic tasks, signaling Musk's ongoing challenge to the established players.
More competition in the coding space.
Exactly. And then on the flip side of innovation, Anthropic published a pretty sobering threat report. It revealed that cybercriminals had actually exploited its Claude Code platform for a multi-million dollar extortion scheme.
Oof. Yeah, a sharp reminder of the security challenges.
Definitely. A reminder that as these tools get more powerful, the security risks evolve right alongside them. OpenAI also rolled out new features for its Codex software development tool, including things like IDE extensions and code reviews, further integrating AI into the developer workflow.
Continuously improving their offerings.
Kriya introduced a waitlist for a new real-time video feature, enabling creation and editing using various inputs, text, images, audio. Video generation is moving fast.
Another hot area for sure.
Tencent open sourced something called Hunyuan Video Foley, a model for creating professional-grade soundtracks with really precise audio-visual synchronization.
Interesting. Specialized tools emerging.
And finally, Time Magazine released its 2025 Time 100 AI list, highlighting the top leaders shaping the industry right now.
Always interesting to see who makes those lists.
So, what an incredible, almost dizzying deep dive into just a single day of AI news. We've seen these tech titans, Microsoft and OpenAI, vying for control of core AI interfaces like voice. We've seen new models pushing boundaries in coding and translation. We've even seen AI taking on tactical roles in combat, which is quite something.
Mm.
But we've also seen the very real growing pains, haven't we? From those hilarious but telling drive-through frustrations to truly heartbreaking ethical dilemmas that demand serious attention. And all of this is happening against that backdrop of truly staggering financial investment.
It's the sheer pace and scale that's just breathtaking, isn't it? This rapid innovation coupled with that immense investment we talked about, it paints a picture of a world being reshaped at an absolutely unprecedented speed. And it really makes you consider, doesn't it, given the potential for both incredible progress and really significant societal challenges, how do we collectively ensure that this $3 to $4 trillion investment prioritizes not just raw technological advancement, but also safety, ethics, accessibility, and genuine human benefit? What role do you, as a listener, as a well-informed individual, play in helping to shape this future?